Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from Win TV. Hello, mate.
Morning, Darren. How are you going?
Going very well, thank you. Right, so have you got an update on the Masters Golf?
Yeah, disappointing news for Cam Smith. He was right up there this morning, but unfortunately he's just triple bogeyed
the
last hole. So puts him back behind the pace a little bit. He's two over for the day now, still four under for the tournament, but Scheffler is the leader at the moment, 10 under, so he's six shots off the pace. So that's going to be pretty difficult from here. Both he and Smith are both through 12 holes. Good day for Rory McIlroy. He's 7 under for the day to have him 6 under for the tournament, but it looks like Scheffler might be the man to beat now.
Scott Scheffler. Wasn't he an American Pie?
Sure he's... Stifler.
Oh, Stifler, thank you. Well done. Good pickup. Now, the Grand Prix. Ferrari wins.
Yeah, it was good to see, wasn't it? A real flawless display, really, from Leclerc, wasn't it? No real major incidents for him. Started on pole, continued to pick up where he left off and went to a comfortable win. So he's the man to beat at the moment in the championship, isn't he? He's a fair way ahead now of the rest of the pack. And, a great weekend, as we said on Friday, Darren. Just great to have the race back in Melbourne, wasn't it? And seeing the city come to life and seeing all those people there and enjoying themselves. So, yeah, a new flawless display.
Yeah, and a creditable sixth to Daniel Ricciardo.
Yep. Yeah, and as we said too on Friday, you know, enormous pressure for him coming into his home country race. Every year he comes here, everyone just wants him to win. So
yeah,
it'll be tough and difficult for him. So, yeah, to finish with a sixth place is not too bad at all.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the footy. So Saints gave the Hawks a bit of a touch-up.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't give St Kilda much hope heading into this season, but they're certainly impressing at the moment, aren't they? They're fourth on the table, three wins from their four games, and they really thumped Hawthorn yesterday, who have started the season really well themselves. So, 69 points. We must start taking a bit of notice of St Kilda. Essendon got its first win yesterday too, a really close win against Adelaide by 4 points at Marvel Stadium. And the Gold Coast, big win too over Carlton, didn't see that one.
Yeah.
30 points for the Gold Coast Suns. So they've started with the 2-2 split from their four games. And as I heard someone say this morning, won't get too excited about the Suns just yet. They're notoriously good starters usually each season, but obviously drift away as it goes on. So won't get too excited about the Suns' form just yet.
Are you excited about your Eagles beating Collingwood?
Oh, it was a big win. Yeah, no doubt about that. Really backs against the wall. Still got plenty of players out. Saying that, Collingwood were missing DeGoey Adams, among others as well. So both players missing some of their stars. But for the Eagles to get the job done there was a terrific win.
Yeah. AFLW, grand final, done and dusted. So the Crows beating the Demons.
Yeah, real dynasty they've set up, isn't it, the Crows. I think we've had 6 years of AFLW. We didn't have the grand final, obviously, one of those years due to the pandemic. But I think Adelaide's now won 3 of the 5.
Yep.
So quite incredible, really. Erin Phillips does it again. Be interesting to see if she does switch to Port Adelaide over the off-season as they enter the competition next year. And that's, of course, where her dad made his name back at Port Adelaide. So I reckon she'll do that as part of the coaching, playing sort of role. And if she wants to, good on her, because she can't give the Adelaide Footy Club much more than she's given three premierships and everything else that's gone with it. But, well done to the Crows. No doubt about that. They're one of the star teams in AFLW history. That's pretty short at the moment, Darren, but as the competition goes on, I think we'll look back and go, wow, this team was really good.
Yep, and the competition overall is getting better. They're kicking more goals each season. All right, TSL, what's going on there?
Yeah, not too many surprise results over the weekend. We saw the big clash we had our own was the one down at Twin Ovals between Launceston and the Tigers. Lonnie got the job done there pretty comfortably in the end by 33 points. Clarence, a big win for them against North Onset.
Yeah.
At Stadium, 61-37. I would have thought North Bonnie might have won that one, so it's a good win for the Roos. They're first under the new coach, Peter Ryan. And in the other game, it was a massive win to North Hobart over Glenorchy. We thought that might be the case, and that's how that one played out.
All right, let's go to the Jack Jumpers. So it's mathematically still a very slim chance, right?
Yeah, so we've got three games left. We've got an away game at home on Friday night. So New Zealand is hosting us at our home court, My State Bank Arena.
Yeah.
Then we go to South East Melbourne on Sunday and then back here in Hobart for our final home game against Melbourne United in a couple of weeks' time. So
right.
At the moment, we are in fifth with 14 wins from 25 games. Perth is the one we need to drop out. I think the rest of the top three is pretty much set with Melbourne, Sydney and Illawarra. So I can't see Perth dropping out, though, Darren. They're a very, very good team. They've played one game less than us, but they've also yeah. got one more than us. So it will be difficult, but stranger things have happened. Saying that, placing a fifth, I think we took that with both hands at the start of the season. And the good thing is, we now can't lose more games than we win this year. The worst-case scenario is going to be a 14-14 split. So that's terrific. And I'm sure we'll win one of our last three games at least. So whatever they're going to do, they're going to get more wins, I think, than losses, which is exceptional.
Yeah. WNBL, that's over and done with. So Melbourne Boomers 2-1 over Perth in that final series.
Yeah, and start of the series 1-0 down as well. Perth won that first game, so... full credit to the Boomers for fighting back from that position. They've got, of course, Caleb George in that team, an Opals player, of course, but also spent time here in Tasmania with the Hobart Chargers. So great to see her get the chocolates and, a magnificent win for the Boomers.
Yeah, what's going on in the A-League?
Yeah, well, as I said last week, not too far from having Western United come down and play here, which is exciting. A couple of games coming up, but they played on the weekend and actually lost a 4-1 drubbing to Wellington Phoenix. So not the form they wanted to come to Tasmania in, losing that one. We know West United second on the table. Melbourne City, though, they're pretty much out by 8 points now. And we know they've played more games, three more games, but they're really sort of starting to break away from the rest of the pack now. So they're going pretty well, City.
Mm. And in the NPL, so well done to the Devonport Strikers, had a win at Valley Road on the weekend over Launceston City. So they're still sort of in the top two, three in the NPL competition. I think they're in second place. All right, mate, thanks for that. And we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 5:30.
Good on you, Darren. Thanks, mate.